You know, there was that federal trial against Costa Diamantis, who was part of the Lamont administration. And then it ended with guilty on all counts. Yeah. Everyone goes home. Everyone kind of goes their own way. And then Attorney Norm Pattis comes out and says, "This ain't over. Nothing's over. No, turn it off."
It's never over until the Supreme Court says, "Sayonara, sucker." I mean, look, we, you know, obviously the verdict is not one we're happy with, and we're looking for ways to bring the case back to court. Well, the foreman of the jury walked out the courthouse door and handed us one. It takes a minute to set up, so be patient with me, folks. During jury selection, jurors were asked explicitly, "Have you read anything about the case?" Of the 82 people, or heard anything about it, of the 82 people in the room, six raised their hand. The court got rid of two for reasons unrelated to that, leaving four. Of the four that were there, they were questioned outside the presence of the others and said, yeah, they read about it, but they could put it out of their mind. They weren't so affected by what they read. Of those four, two were placed on the jury. On the morning of jury selection, one of them didn't show up because of child care issues. So that means that one juror had read about the case and heard something about it outside the courtroom. So what does the foreman do? She walks out the courthouse door and says, well, other jurors had heard about the case, but, you know, other panelists had heard about the case, but I hadn't, raising the possibility that more than one juror had been exposed to publicity and didn't tell that to the court. And then you're thinking, the guy did it. It doesn't matter. It's a technicality. Well, fair and
were you just reading my mind?
Well, I've been a guest on this show, somewhere between N and infinity. And if I know one thing about Chaz, he's like, Norm, just shut up. Give it up already. The guy's guilty, guilty, guilty. Lock him up. Hang him from the highest tree. But wait, I say, what about the rule of law? What about a fair and impartial jury? There were things that were admissible in court and things that were inadmissible, and the press didn't know that distinction, and it reported everything. So we have asked Judge Underhill to bring jurors back to court for questioning to determine whether they were candid in their disclosures to the court about what they knew. If they weren't, we'll ask for a new trial.
Hmm.
Oh, come on, Norm. Let me take some time off. We'll get a coffee. You know, but
you could do this by yourself.
Yeah. 21 for 21. That's a clean sweep for the government. Don't you think the evidence was overwhelming? Don't you think it was a mountain? Don't you think you're wasting our time?
Yes.
Don't you think that you're the reason people don't like lawyers? How do you tell Norm's looking for work? His lips are moving. I mean, give me a break. Yeah. I love you, but enough is enough.
Yes.
You can pipe in anytime you want,
no,
DJ.
You got it covered.
It is kind of over, don't you think? I know the last time you were on, you said you're going to try to, you know, you're going to look for a way to appeal. And
oh, there are ways. There are issues. There are plenty of issues in the case. Yes.
This must be the best one, though. You wouldn't go with this third best idea for an appeal.
Well, no, it's the appeal period hasn't even begun to run yet. In other words, the way a criminal case works is you get a verdict and then there is sentencing. At the time of sentencing, that is judgment day. That's the day judgment enters. And once there is a final judgment, you can take an appeal. That is, you can go to the appellate court and say, look at all the things that went wrong in this trial. Give me a new trial. So we've got a list of four issues that we think are ripe for appeal.
Oh, what are they? So once the juror...
One is a juror. The other is the government introduced evidence that there was an ethics code that Costa had apparently violated. When we sought to ask Mr. Diamantis whether, in fact, he had ever subject to an ethics complaint, the court held that was irrelevant. And our position was, how can that be irrelevant when the government introduced evidence about it? So we think that raised questions unfairly in the government's favor. Our next issue is the government's appeal to things outside the record in a way that was inflammatory and arguably affected Mr.
All right,
Diamantis.
You're going over my head now.
All right. The government at one point sneered at Mr. Diamantis and said, oh, did you do this to other people? We've got fraud investigators in court. They just love to know. And clearly that's the sort of appeal to passion, sympathy, and prejudice that is impermissible in a federal court.
I go back to the original thing that you thought I was thinking. Like, he did it. He, I mean, they threw the book at him. It was like all counts.
It's a big
it's
book.
Like it's, well, it's, you know, does this guy got the money to support you doing this?
The best billboard I ever saw advertising for a criminal defense lawyer is, just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. And so the question is, what's it? And what's the process?
Okay.
And was the process followed, and was the rule of law honored, or were there breaches that affect his right to a fair trial? And you'll say, fairness, schmearness, unless it's you or a loved one. And, and when your liberty and your future is at stake, you're entitled to every protection that the law gives you. There's a famous case called In Re Winship. And in that case, the court said it is far better that 10 guilty men go free than that one innocent man be convicted. And that's because process matters. Fairness matters. The right to a fair trial is something that each and every one of your listeners and you depend upon, because the government may get it right most of the time, but they get it wrong sometimes. And you got to have a fair process for the jury in to make that determination. And if you let it go, if you stop fighting at one case because it's difficult, you start to build a momentum, a precedent that makes it harder in the more difficult case. So every case is a fight to the finish. And what you're fighting to vindicate is not just your client. Position in the world, but the rule of law and the role of fairness and orderly procedure in a criminal trial. It's vital. It's critical.
I feel like you should be in an old courthouse with a powdered wig on right now.
Come on, where's the patriotic music?
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Reef and apartment.
Admit it, I've budged you just a millimeter, haven't I?
No, you're right. You're right.
You.
As I hear you speak, I'm like, you're right. You fight to the death in these things. And if my life was at, you know, if I'm looking at prison, I want you there fighting for me. Although I look at this guy and I'm like, yeah, I'm all for corrupt politicians going to jail. It just makes me smile.
You? I mean, yes. Costa is 69 years old. Given the way these cases broke and the vagaries of the sentencing guidelines, he could face the rest of his life behind bars. Mm. Do you really think he should die behind bars as a result of this? Is that what justice
see,
requires?
Now look what you're doing. All right, I got to go.
Do you really think that? Of course you don't. And so, you know, this kind of bloodlust and slate for vengeance, that's just eye candy for the visually impaired. When you really open your eyes and think about things, the world looks a little different. How you feeling, AJ?
I'm good, thank you.
I've been missing you. I've been, just, you know, I listen when I can. Are you well? Are you on the road to recovery?
Oh, hell yeah.
Good. You sound great.
He's doing a lot better. And you could hear it on the show. Yeah. He's participating more. He sounds stronger. But he had a blood work done on Friday. And they're like, wow, you're coming back like a champ. And normally it takes another 6 weeks to get permission to drive in short distances. They gave it to him Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so big step forward. And he's just wowing everyone with his comeback.
Still wowing.
You know, it's amazing. The first day back, I thought it was like Tales from the Crypt. Like, take another week, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm alive. Oh, yeah, I'm not betting on it, you know.
Thanks, I think.
There was a compliment in there somewhere.
Just fine. People sent me all this food. Could you eat it? Well, I don't know.
Norm can just do the show by himself. Why are we
here? The worst part is I pictured me.
But it's true. It was that bad. I was, AJ was like, I'm ready to come back. I'm like, you could take another. He's like, nah, I need to do it. I'm like, all right, then I'm not getting in the way of that.
That's funny.
Like
thank
rocking
you.
In a wheelchair, you know, guy, you know, wheeling off the steps of the Philly City Hall. Don't stop pushing. I don't want to fall.
Being roasted. This is awesome.
Yeah. That's what we should. That should our next event should be. Like,
what's that?
Let's roast AJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That'd be a wonderful time.
On a daily basis.
Cancer wasn't enough. Now we need to get in his face about it.
Right.
So the cancer tour, right? You know, when you've survived everything else, see if you can survive us.
The roast.
You know?
All right, Norm. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Norm Pattis. Before we rob this place, let's have sex.
Okay.
Not me and you. No.
Dumbass news.
Yeah, who exactly?
AJ, what's on board?
Dumbass news. Dumbass.
Thanks, a little pug. Hey, kids. Look, it's AJ.
Hey, kids. Uncle Rob.
99.1 PLR. A couple has sex before robbing a restaurant, and let's go right to the report.
Bizarre, violating, and probably just weird.
Three words to describe what security cameras captured at the Moncherie restaurant in Scottsdale early Saturday morning.
We were just shaken up. It's scary.
Employees opening up yesterday noticed flowers scattered all over the floor, a torn up cash register, and a trashed bar. It was clearly a break-in, but it wasn't the only crime committed.
And we pulled up the surveillance and we were disturbed, obviously. Like, who would do that? That's just gross. Like, we don't want that here. And yeah, just scared. Like,
she looks like she would have sex in various places.
Right.
You know? I was like, what, really? You're offended that two people had sex?
Because like, well, he did it first before she could.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's like a licensing or like a health code violation thing going on you don't want.
Mm.
The flowers everywhere. That was a nice touch.
Right. Yeah. Very thoughtful.
Right. Romantic, actually.
Yeah. I just thought, I don't know. I saw her and I'm like, you know, doesn't everybody have sex at work at some point?
Right.
No.
Just thinking more than, you know,
no.
Go to the mansion.
No.
I mean, not here.
No. Really?
No.
In my mind, I have.
No one here has ever had sex at work. No.
No.
Phil? No.
Not
any
trying.
Job.
No.
Any job you've ever had. Vince?
No, I mean, I've had sex with coworkers, but not at work.
Ruth?
No.
Why do you say it like that? Now?
No!
Now! Really? Nowhere. None of your jobs.
Mm-mm.
Nowhere.
Mm-mm.
All your... Nothing.
No.
I don't know that mm-mm is telling me something. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. Where?
No, never.
Never.
No.
Lake compounds.
How many jobs have you had?
Like 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
AJ?
I F things up at work all the time. As far as I've gone so far.
I've been screwed, but not in the sense you're talking about.
Right. But I am willing to learn.
Nothing at the radio station?
No. No.
The old station?
No. If those walls
the original one in Riverhead?
Pathetic. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Again, not for lack of trying.
I'm the only
Wait,
one?
Do you mean with someone?
Okay.
Somehow that's worse.
Right. Overnights get boring, huh, AJ?
Well, let's move on.
Gotta stay awake somehow.
I feel like I'm the dumbass in this story now. All right, let's act like that didn't happen. Get back to the report, please.
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
This short video shows a man and woman inside a Rose photo op display outside the restaurant just before 4 a.m. The tape is cut short because we're told the couple appeared to have sex. Customers taking pictures in the display today were shocked.
I guess you could consider this like a bed, so to speak. I
mean, so there's a display at this restaurant. What is it like? It's like it's made of all flowers. That's why they said flowers were everywhere.
They're like right. Take a shot for Instagram spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made of flowers and things.
Yeah. The name of the restaurant is Moncherie. It's like, yeah, sit over here. We got all the flowers. You can do your little photo shoot and then come on in and have an overpriced cocktail.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they thought this seems like a nice place to have sex.
Why not?
It's pretty.
It's
romantic.
Right. And it's branded. It's got the neon light behind it with the name of the restaurant. Right. A little bit of a glow.
They had the place to themselves.
Moncherie.
Right. I mean, it's 4 a.m. Yeah. There's nobody else there. Who cares?
All right.
Bed, so to speak. I mean, sort of a hideaway, if you will. But they had other options. This just doesn't make sense.
Managers say after the suspects had sex, they broke into the restaurant stealing...
Hold it. First of all, I can't get why everyone's so confused as to why they had sex.
Right? Pretty simple.
They're young.
Right.
And in heat.
Break-ins make me horny.
Well, they need to be fixed.
This happens.
Right. You know, breaking and entering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbing makes me horny.
Exactly.
Sure, that'll be in a promo.
There's a great
yep.
That's a great soundbite.
Anonymous.
Right.
Anonymous.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
There.
We're here.
Yep. You're here. You're not alone, Chaz.
Okay. At work.
At three different places.
Can we just say what the category is of the place?
My first job when I was a kid at a grocery store in the cooler.
Nice.
With somebody.
Her name wasn't Teresa, was it?
No.
Okay.
No, I
had a girlfriend, I think, who cheated on me. She worked at Pathmark.
No. I was living in a different state.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So, and in the military, my shop that I worked at. And then when I got out, I was a contractor and did it with one of my coworkers at work on a job site.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Folks, so,
there's nothing
not
like
it
a
happens.
Hot girl in a tool belt with work boots.
Yeah. It happens.
Wait,
yes.
You just said hammer. Yep.
When you're young, you know.
Yep.
Things happen.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
All right. See, I'm not alone here.
Three different places.
Yeah, that's right.
That's borderline a fetish at that point.
Yeah.
It's just he's very healthy. He was a healthy young man. Military. I mean,
exactly,
you know, you're
right. Bombs away.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the report.
They broke into the restaurant, stealing $450, a liquor bottle, and a phone.
It's such a happy and positive place. So the fact that they did that on our establishment.
What's not happy?
They're really
about
happy.
Mr. Happy.
Right. He had a good time.
I am alone in this argument.
they had sex. They
I'm
got
with
money.
You.
A bottle of drink.
This is a great
phone.
Night.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, besides breaking the law,
right.
That part,
they made some money.
Okay, I'm not endorsing that, but man, they got, you know, probably there was some food in this restaurant. They got some booze. They got money. A cell phone and
nice.
Sex on a bed of roses. Come on.
Nice. It's like it was designed
Bon
for them.
Yeah.
We're going to find out it was their anniversary or something, and this is just what they were planning to do.
How's this not romantic?
Seriously.
What do you want to do this year for? You know what I want to do? A crime. I want to commit a felony.
Yeah, let's commit a felony. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, are you guys looking for public sex displays or...
Yeah, why not?
Examples of it?
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Farmington River Trail on the park bench at like just after dark.
Okay. Wow. But that you weren't working, were you? That wasn't your job.
No. Well, it was a lot of work, but no.
Yeah, that bench was tough.
Freak. 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 Freak week.
Ooh, what's happening?
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror.
Freak Show Kyle in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Connecticut. Oh, wait, I'm convening with the spirits right now. They have a message for you. They tell you not to worry and just to imagine me with my pants off. Because they're not on anyways. And donde están mis pantalones, which means where are my pants?
Have you ever had sex at work?
Me?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, like where? What type of, not specific, but like type of place? Supermarket, warehouse, like...
Like out in public?
No, like, just at work. You ever have sex
like
at
what kind
work?
Of job was it? Yeah.
No, I never did that.
Oh, what did you think I was saying? In public?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. No.
We're just rolling over from a previous conversation. I was looking for more people because none of these kooks will admit that they had sex at work.
I get screwed all the time at work.
All right, so Freak Show Kyle is in studio. What are we going to do first?
I don't know. I got this. Nice
brother.
Bear trap. It got me.
Oh, AJ, he put his thumb in a bear trap.
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to go off that easily.
My hero.
I should watch my tongue now, right?
Right.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's rust on it.
No.
Oh, that's...
Man. You know, with his job, it seems like you would have sex at work with all these contraptions.
Yeah, like
whips and
chains
and stuff.
Seriously, I would turn somebody on.
I mean, sometimes I drop this bear trap in my pants and I just swing around the chain. People
can you
start
do it
screaming,
now?
But it's not me. You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. This was unplanned, by the way. No hesitation move. Unbelievable.
This is unplanned.
Oh, I got no problem with it. I do it all the time.
No, this is
that
actually
camera
happening.
Right there. Watch that camera.
He's doing it.
Look into that camera.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Put junk in a trap. All right. Now put the trap back on your tongue.
Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, my God.
He'll do anything.
You inadvertently.
I mean, if you have just Scooby snacks, I'll definitely do anything.
Okay.
Oh, you know, if you double jointed.
Does that count as sex at work?
I think you just had sex at our work.
Oh, that's my first time here. Wow. Great. I'm glad you were all here to watch it.
Freak Show Kyle in studio. We love this guy. He's a great, great performer. And we're going to link up to all his stuff on the radio station website. He's got a bag of popcorn. Why do I think he's not going to just eat popcorn?
It's going to be like ants in there or something.
Glass.
Candy corn.
If I bite on it hard enough, you might see it light up.
He's got light bulbs.
Oh!
What?
Oh!
That was so loud. Oh! That was loud.
What? Oh!
You want some?
Oh!
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'm good. I had a light
breakfast.
Yeah. That's funny.
Breakfast. How often do you see your dentist?
Right.
Often enough for them to hate me.
Imagine a hygienist. It's like, oh, I got some crumbs and what? Is this broken glass?
Yeah, they just like pick it out of my teeth.
Right. That's not a Christmas deal. Light. Yeah.
How many are you going to? Oh, man.
Yum.
No, I don't like that.
No. I don't like regular food being chewed with somebody's mouth open. Glass is a whole new level of horror for me.
Exactly right, Vince.
Wow.
Oh. All right, so wash it down with some whatever.
I got a very fragile diet.
You're going for another one?
Why should I not snack in here?
Yeah, no, do it.
Jeez.
That sounded like a bone popping. Oh, that's a glass light bulb popping in his mouth.
Wow.
Kyle. Oh.
Oh!
No, nobody fed him before he came in.
Yeah, I was starving.
You always tell you have donuts.
Sometimes I take the dust and I like put it on my sandwiches.
Nice.
Some people, they do it with like goldfish and stuff, but light bulbs for me, that's what does it.
Wow. What's it like tomorrow when you're on the bowl?
Tomorrow and what?
When that's coming out. What's it like when it's coming out?
Bloody great time.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
It comes a glass hole.
Yeah, it must look like fiberglass insulation on the way out.
You're listening to...
Like hot candy, yeah.
Freak Week.
Freak Week. And Freak Show Kyle's in the studio.
Just finishing a light snack.
Yeah, so lately I've been going around because the new Stephen King series is coming out. So there's like this classical thing that like psycho clowns do where they go like all over the place and they do surprise appearances. But I'm doing freak shows on top of it. So I was just like in a pillory at Connecticut Renaissance Fair. And I was having people throw like this flesh face onto my head.
Ooh.
And try to get it to stick in the pillory, which is like that thing where you put your hands and your head in.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after they got it, I just like stapled it on. I was like, looks perfect. Thanks for helping me put on my face today.
Oh. Oh, is that what you're going to do now? You're going to staple it to your face?
Is that what you want me to do? I'll do it.
You know, I...
That wasn't an idea that we came up with.
Right.
It seems like you're leading down this path.
I don't know, man. You guys
what's
are pretty strange.
You?
It sounded like it came from your mind, not mine.
What's best for you? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm the normal guy here, right?
He's going to staple a rubber face mask to...
I mean, this is just like my classical act.
That's a legit stapler.
It's a staple gun.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the hook. Why is
my dad used those for Christmas lights.
No.
Oops. Is it straight? If it's not straight, I'll like take it off and do it again.
You
think
Ruth?
That's good?
What does it look?
It's a little crooked.
It's a little crooked? Oh, all right, wait, hold on. Let me fix that for you.
Yeah, man. Fix your face.
Right in the cheek.
Oh,
I don't know. Is this good radio? I'm having a good time. I don't know if anyone else is. All right, I hope Pepe's had a better experience with Brian Adams than I did.
Damn.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Brian Adams stopped by Pepe's in New Haven, and we have Jeff, the manager, on now. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Chaz and AJ, doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, man, anytime I'm talking about Peppies or two Peppies, I'm having a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know, I wish I was there. I would have brought you some Peppies, but you guys have to come over and have some lunch with us today.
Yeah, we're overdue. We're long overdue.
It is true, yes.
Definitely.
So what happens? Did you know he was coming, Brian Adams? Or
yeah. You know what? We found out Sunday night. Our Peppy social media manager sent us a text saying, hey, Brian is leaving Boston, heading down to Philly. Him and his band want to stop by and have some Peppies. Apparently, Brian has been here before, and his drummer, Mickey Curry, grew up in New Haven and is apparently a regular at Peppies. Oh. So they're kind of familiar with Frank Peppies and our pizza.
How cool is that? That's a great way to keep the spirits up when you're traveling. It's like, all right, we're driving through your hometown. What do you want to do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were honored. I mean, I'm 50 years old and, you know, this is the music I grew up on. You know, just Brian Adams, Billy Joel. I mean, it was just an honor to meet them and have them at our restaurant and dine in for lunch. It was great.
Oh, they ate in. So were you open to the public?
We were. Yeah, the tour bus pulled up right around 1:30. We had our big table 10 reserved for him, and yeah, him and the band members ate there, and they stayed for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. They really enjoyed it.
Wow, yeah. That's a long time for a pizza.
Yeah. It really is. They're
having a good time,
talking, catching up, having a good time.
Now, what do you tell the customers? Do you tell the customers like, don't go over there? Kind of give them their privacy, or?
You know what? It was pretty funny. I mean, we had a full restaurant. We had a line. Typical Peppies Monday. And
did you make Brian wait in the line?
No, we did not.
That would have been funny.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, the whole experience. Yeah.
That's the picture. Like, all right, Brian, we're not going to make you wait in line, but just stay, like, just get in this line. We're going to take a picture, and then you can come in.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Brian. Yeah, we'll see you in about 25 minutes.
Right.
Exactly. No, we got him right in, and yeah, you know what? The funny thing is, nobody really knew it was him. They saw a tour bus. People are like, oh, who's that? And I'm like, well, it's somebody. And nobody really knew it was him until after he was done. He stayed. He took a ton of pictures with the staff. Everybody was great. They were so nice. We really loved having him here.
You know, he'd have to be wearing that denim jacket or that black leather jacket and have his hair, like, because he featured his own face on the number of album covers in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he'd have to kind of dress like that, because the way he looks now, his hair is very modern.
It really is.
You wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah, no idea.
No, you don't. And he was wearing glasses, too, so that kind of threw people off. But
it's the Superman thing. Clark Kent or Superman.
Clark Kent a little bit.
One pair of glasses, and no one can recognize you.
Yeah. Had no idea.
Exactly.
Wow.
And we did not make him sing like a song and give him his pizza. We just, you know, treated him like every guest there, you know.
Yeah, you guys are good like that. You have so many celebrities coming in. You know what to do.
Right.
What did he order?
So Brian has been a vegan, apparently, from, I want to say, late 20s, early 30s. So he went plain red, no cheese, with olives and onions.
Oh, Ruth, have you tried that? Ruth is a vegan. Have you tried that pizza, Ruth?
I've had it without the cheese when Kevin comes in and brings in, he calls it the Ruth special.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But I haven't had it with olives and onions. That sounds really good.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Really good, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have a slice.
Yeah, they ordered, I believe, 6 pizzas.
How many
ranging
people?
From margarita. There were 7.
That's good.
So they went.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They went from like a margarita, spinach, mushroom, gourd, regular cheese. I think pepperoni was on there.
Gotta have a regular cheese, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I'd have a regular cheese. So when I order pizza and I'm with a group of people, I order one pizza for myself. This one's fine.
You should.
Right.
Yeah. I need a whole pizza. And it sounds like they almost did that. They had 7 people order 6 pizzas.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of personal pies for them.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, all right, a couple hours from now, we're going to take this on the bus, and a couple hours from now, we get another snack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of preference
with
pizza
Pepe's
now.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
What was that?
There's a lot of preference now.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I eat anchovies, so nobody else wants my pizza.
That's right. You always have that to yourself.
I love anchovy, man.
It's a strategy.
Did they bring the tour bus down Wooster Street, or how did they get themselves there?
They brought the tour bus.
Luckily,
I know parking is a major issue on Wooster, but right in front of the restaurant, it was all opened up. It was like it was meant to be. The tour bus just pulled right up in front of Pepe's and dropped everybody off. It worked out perfect.
That's so
like
cool.
A video, yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been at Pepe's New Haven?
It's just over 2 years. I started July 2023.
Nice.
And this experience has been terrific. The staff is awesome. Everybody's awesome.
Yeah, you got some long time, you know, lifers over there.
We do. We really do. Yeah, one of my servers has been here 45 years, another 30 plus years. And it's a great place to work for. And we just love it here.
Like, do you have an infamous celebrity story at Pepe's? Maybe you weren't there, but you heard one of your people tell it.
I mean, I've met in my 2+ years, I've met people like Martin Luther King III just showed up one day.
Wow.
which was like, oh my God, it was a New York police detective shows up and he's like, oh, I need to talk to a manager and thinking something's wrong. And they're like, no, we have MLK III. He wants to dine in. And this was just like totally out of the blue. And it was just, it was wild. It really was wild.
That's
mind-blowing. I mean, we get, you know, Paul Giamatti, Steve Sciarrippa.
Let me ask you something about Paul Giamatti. So if you and I are having a conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
Me and you, we're in the restaurant, we're talking, and then Paul Giamatti walks in. Are you going to walk away from me the second that he walks in?
No. No.
That was
a little hesitation.
That's like,
well, you know what? The funny thing is, I'll know when he's showing up. He usually sends me a text. So
okay.
I would kind of strategically, like, know when he's showing up.
Right.
So
you wouldn't even be talking to me.
I'll know when to end the conversation so it doesn't seem like I'm leaving. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Because you know those pizza guys, who is it? Gorman and the other one?
Dean.
Yeah. They were talking to me at the Pepe's birthday party. And as soon as Paul Giamatti showed up, they just walked away.
No paper trails.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cruel, but
yeah, that's what I thought. Thank you. I'm going to play that for him. Pizza, a love story. Unless Paul Giamatti walks in,
love story over.
Yeah, love story over.
I'll call you later.
We're talking to the manager of Pepe's New Haven. Were you there when those, I'm sure you get a lot of, quote, influencers in, but you had someone from Housewives of Orange County or something on?
Yeah.
Come by? And,
it was about 2 weeks ago,
Heather
I think.
Dubrow.
Yeah.
Heather Dubrow.
Yep.
Is that
and,
who was?
Dr. Dubrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They came on a Sunday night, I guess. They hit Sally's and Pepe's, and they were in, I want to say their son or daughter goes to Yale, and they were heading back to L.A.,
okay.
And they just stopped by, tried both of them, and actually loved, I believe they loved ours a little bit better, which was great. I think they loved the sangria, they loved the plain red. I'm trying to remember the video, but I'm pretty sure.
They had. We have a little bit of the video here. Let's play it.
First a Pepe salad.
So good.
This is the original, and that's the original with mozzarella. Double decker pizza. I'm going to try the original. Hot.
Okay, so far we got a review. So good and hot.
Hot. Hot.
I'm glad our ovens are working. That's an important thing, you know.
Mike, why don't you? They could have read an old pizza box. Fresh, hot, delicious.
It's pizza. You have to cook it.
It's hot.
It's going to come out hot.
But yeah, well, congratulations on having Bryan Adams stop in.
Yeah, that's it. It's like fun. I said, it was childhood growing up, all the songs, Heaven, you know, Summer 69. Right.
Yeah, okay, that's two. How many more can you name?
Oh, I can name all of them. I'm not really familiar. I know he came out with the new album, I want to say in August. I haven't listened to that yet, but Everything I Do, Please Forgive Me, Run to You, Somebody, Straight from the Heart.
Are you reading off of us?
Does it sound like it?
No.
Not anymore.
No.
No.
Suspicious.
There we go.
Yeah. A lot of great guitar riffs.
But you know what? Let me tell you, Chaz and AJ, it's funny because we have a younger crew here. So yeah. There's only a few of us who are like Bryan Adams. Oh my God, this is Bryan Adams showing up. It was like we were blown away. Most of the crew had no idea. They're like, who is this Bryan Adams? Then you play his music and they're like, oh my God, we've heard this song. It was crazy. So everybody now is kind of like, oh, that was the guy who sings. Yeah, that was Bryan Adams. It was, the younger generation here. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, 80s, 90s music. They're not used to it, but, you know, they listen to it. They love it. So, you know, we're all big fans here.
If you said, all right, let's define 80s ballads, this would be one of the songs that came up. With the guitar, this is the 1985 guitar, you know, this whole thing is, this is the 80s. This whole vibe, it's like, give me a ballad in the 80s, this is it.
Yeah. This is him and pizza.
This is reliving high school dances at good old Shelton High. And,
exactly.
Yeah, this was the song. I love it.
This is me and an anchovy pizza.
AJ singing to an anchovy pizza.
I'm dressed in white.
All right, Jeff, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And, stop by anytime.
We will.